Oh, I'm pleased. That's one of my goals, is to to keep doing very different work.
Well, I mean, from exotic locations to being bound and gagged with a bag over your head is about as wide a spectrum as one could ask for.
When I was studying acting, we would be cast in every role apart from the role that we'd probably get when we were working professionally. So I played everything from warrior kings to Othello to crack whores to, you know, everything.
You played Othello?
Yeah, yeah, when I was at RADA.
That must have been interesting.
Yeah, and I mean, where else can you play it than at drama school? And so, but the best thing about that is that it teaches you to not take yourself too seriously and to be brave. You know, I've done sort of the roles that you would expect, but also been consciously trying to challenge myself too.
Is that why you took The Disappearance of Alice Creed?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I needed to do that role. It's funny because the director said of Alice Creed told me that he didn't think he'd ever find an actress that wanted to play that role because it's quite uncompromised. And but I jumped on it and I was desperate to play it. I just wanted to play a down and dirty role that was visceral and scary.
Well, it's scary on all levels.
But it's good to do things that scare you. It keeps you growing. And
Tell me about the location work. Now, that's something they can't teach you at RADA. Is it essentially still the same job, or does it change with all those traps?
Yeah, I think it's for me, it's been a huge learning curve. That's why it's good doing all these varied work, because it's sort of, you know, even when you fail at it miserably, you still learn so much about acting. Going between massive Hollywood movies and plays, those are the two extremes, and it's so useful, and I think if you can, as an actor, do both, you should.
Is Dorset as beautiful as it looks in Tomorrow Dreams?
It's stunning. I mean, granted, it does look even more beautiful in Tomorrow Dreams. Somehow they managed to make the summer look like it was the most glorious summer in the world, when actually it was kind of cold, and there was a lot of, as Stephen Frears says, plastic daffodils everywhere for spring. When I first read the script, I was amazed. First of all, I didn't like her as a person. I thought, well, she's not a very nice woman, and why should we watch a movie about her for 2 hours? But then there's something captivating about her, and that was fascinating to me, and it felt like at last I was reading something that was an accurate, honest portrayal of a woman. It wasn't black and white. She doesn't redeem herself and become this perfect object. Even at the end of the film, we still don't know who she is or why. Why she does these things.
How do you keep yourself straight? How do you keep your